Now, I have not been preaching nearly as long as Pastor has, so if you'll let me, I'd like to have this up here in case I get really, really lost. I hope that's all right. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Stories matter. I mean, really, think about it. Stories matter. For instance, those of you a little bit further along on the age spectrum, think of the stories you tell when you're reminiscing with an old friend. Stories about past adventures, maybe about people you used to know, or how things used to be, or maybe even those who are no longer with us. And for those of us a little bit younger, think of the stories you tell your friends, your colleagues, your classmates, stories about the future, stories about how you're going to make it big, or maybe even how one of these days you're going to get out of this town and never look back. We tell all kinds of stories. We tell stories to our children, our friends, and even to ourselves. And these stories, they're important. They matter because they tell us what matters. For instance, let me tell you a story. So there I was, 17 and in Mexico. And this was not one of those church trips. No, this was me in another country looking to enjoy myself. And that I did. You see, the weather was beautiful, and you could taste the salt in the air as the waves rolled up on shore. And there was this restaurant overlooking the ocean that we were eating at about sunset, and you're just able to watch the little orange ball fall over the horizon. And when it was dark, well, then it was time to party. And it was a great time, and it's one of my favorite stories to tell. Though, I usually tell it in a very, very different way. And some of you guys may have already heard this story. Towards the end of high school, I'm about 17 years old, I go on a family vacation to Mexico. And there I meet the love of my life. And we talk for hours during the short time we have together. And we promise to keep in touch after that time is over. And a few years later, in Austin, Texas, I'm marrying that girl. Oh, thank you. And it's a true story. It's one of my favorite stories to tell. I mean, that's why I'm up here telling it all these years later. Now, I promise they are the same event. I'm describing the same event. But they sounded like two pretty different stories. I mean, in the first story, what was important was the ocean, the food, and the sunset. But those things didn't matter in the second telling. No, they weren't even worth mentioning. No, what was important was the girl I met, the time we spent together, and that final outcome. All those details that were so important in that first story mattered just as much as the socks I was wearing. They're just not worth mentioning. One thing mattered in the first story, a different thing mattered in the second story. And that's the point. Stories matter because they show us what matters. So now, with that in mind, I want you guys to think of our Bible reading this morning, the one from Hebrews. And as you're sitting there, if you're thinking to yourself, well, that just kind of sounded like a big long list of stories, that's because that's exactly what it was. So many stories, in fact, that the author runs out of time to talk about them. Just listen to this. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. I mean, that sounds like things we can cheer on, right? I mean, definitely wins. But I want you guys to pay extra careful attention to what came next. Some were tortured. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two, like in two. Those are definitely not wins, and to call them losses doesn't really seem powerful enough. And yet, here they are, these wins and these really, really bad losses. And they sound like two very different kinds of stories, right? But they're not. Now, of course, the characters and the places are different. I mean, you've got Abraham and Jacob, you've got Jericho and Babylon. But there's a reason why these stories are placed together. There's a reason why they're the same story. It's because these stories, they show us what matters. By faith, Abraham, by faith, Isaac, by faith, Moses, Rahab, Samuel, and the prophets, conquering kingdoms, enforcing justice, becoming mighty in war. And, yes, by faith, were tortured, mocked, and killed. You see, the important part of these stories isn't whether they end up on some golden throne or buried in a cave. No, what connects these stories together is their faith. They had faith in a good and gracious God that no matter what they were faced with, they had faith, they trusted that God would see them through. Whether it was the responsibilities of running a kingdom on one hand or execution on the other. They had faith. Now maybe you're not buying it. No, really. Maybe you're sitting there thinking to yourself, this faith stuff isn't really worth much. I mean, maybe you're living a story right now that's telling you that other things are important. Really, I mean, I would be lying if I said that I had never heard or even seen a story of someone getting ahead through less than honest means. You know, people scraping a little bit off the top for themselves. Or people, I don't know, lying and cheating their way to the top. In the schools, in business, in politics. You know, maybe the situation you're in right now is telling you a different story. A story that other things matter. That faith, in the end, doesn't really count for much. I mean, after all, just look at what happened to these guys that we were reading about. I mean, some of them end up kings. Some of them end up dead. So really, who could blame you for thinking maybe this faith stuff doesn't count for much in the end? But that's the point. These stories, they're not over. I mean, right here in verse 39 and 40, and all these, the people in these stories, and all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. And that's not saying that God has forgotten about the people with the goofy names and is just here to take care of us. But what it's telling us is that God is telling a story. A story that stretches all the way back to their time. A story that includes Gideon and Jephthah and David and Clara and Jerry. A story that includes Jesus. Jesus, the one who ties all of this together. You see, by the time that the Bible, before the Bible was even done being written, these guys we read about, David, Samson, and the prophets, they're old news. And they're old news by thousands of years. But when Jesus comes in and starts talking about eternal life, starts talking about sin and forgiveness, suddenly these old stories start to make more sense. I mean, after all, why would somebody choose to be beaten and mocked instead of running away and hiding if they didn't think there was something better coming along? Or why would somebody choose execution instead of release if they didn't think there was something greater? And even though they may not have had a word for it, they may not have had a name, they had faith. They had faith in that something greater. And that something greater was Jesus and the promises that he brings. You see, putting these stories together in any other way doesn't make any sense. You have to have Jesus. Otherwise, it's incoherent, it's gibberish, it's, you know, I don't know, just dumb luck. But with Jesus, these stories start making sense because they show us what matters. What matters more than kingdoms, than armies, than even death. You see, these stories, they matter because they show us that Jesus matters. Jesus is that center. He's the climax. He's what everything is leading up to. But where does that, leave us when so many years later? I mean, where does that leave you? Where does that leave me? My life story isn't written on the pages of the Bible. I don't share a cover with Jesus. But again, that's the point. Jesus' story isn't over. That story of Jesus didn't stop at the back cover of the Bible. It's continued on through thousands of years, just like it stretched back even further. And we're talking from the first creation to Peace Lutheran, to right here, to right now, to your life. You are sharing a story with Christ. More accurately, Christ is sharing his story with you. But you are part of God's story. A story greater than all those armies of the past. A story greater than what's in your past. More powerful than addiction. Bigger than politics, the schools, and business. And really, it doesn't matter if the world is going down the drain or if it's just as bad as it's always been. You know, those details are really only worth mentioning in passing when you're looking at the story. The big story. Christ's story. And you are part of that story. I mean, Jesus has made you a part of that story. He shared his story with you. And yes, politics, business, and the schools are part of that story. And unfortunately, so is the death of loved ones, addiction, and everyday failures. There's a lot of pain in the stories that we live. Too much pain. But I can take comfort, and so can you, because we know how this story ends. It doesn't end with death or being sawn in two or even with a man on a cross. It ends with resurrection. It ends with life together. It ends with restored relationships. Here and now is not the end. It's not what's ultimate. And so we don't have to act like it is. We don't have to lie and cheat our way to get to the top, because we know that the author of the story is watching out for us. And we don't have to worry about the end. We know it's not just dumb luck, because we know how the story ends. It's a good story. It's a true story, and it's one of my favorites to tell. I mean, that's why I'm up here all these years later, still talking about it. Amen.